The CIA has fired an employee for leaking classified intelligence to the media. Former intelligence officials say the information concerns alleged secret prisons in Eastern Europe. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
The person who's been dismissed is reportedly Mary McCarthy, a longtime CIA employee who was working in the agency's inspector general's office. Reached at home tonight, McCarthy's daughter said her mother was unavailable for comment. CIA Chief Porter Goss announced the move today in an email to agency staff. He did not identify McCarthy by name, and CIA spokesman Tom Crispell would confirm only that an agency officer had confessed to sharing with reporters classified information, including operational details. Crispell said an internal investigation has been underway since January. Former intelligence officials say there's been a huge push to find out the original sources for two big stories. The Washington Post report last fall alleging the CIA ran secret flights and detention centers in Europe, and the New York Times investigation into domestic wiretapping by the National Security Agency. Both stories won Pulitzer Prizes this week, but they were not well received inside CIA headquarters at Langley. Porter Goss has testified that recent leaks have caused very severe damage to spy efforts. Former intelligence officials say, as far as they know, this is the first time an intelligence officer has been fired for talking to reporters. It's not clear yet whether McCarthy may face criminal charges and prosecution. The Washington Post story on secret CIA prisons caused an uproar in Europe. In a statement tonight on the Post website, executive editor Leonard Downey said, "We don't know the details of why the CIA employee was fired, so I can't comment on that." But Downey defended the Post's reporting as important in holding the government accountable for whether or not its actions in the war against terrorism have infringed on civil liberties. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.